If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center.
They say it's in your blood, a game that can't be won, only played. A love affair. It satisfies the soul and frustrates the intellect. The greatest game ever played, golf. It's real. And this is Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of legendary golfer Billy Casper, talking golf with you for more than two decades. And now, here's Brian and Bob.
Well, thank you very much and welcome into this week's edition of Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper with you, year 25, talking golf with you. So good to be a part at Real Golfers, where you can find us on X. And you can download us where your favorite podcasts are found. We got a good lineup. Brandel Chamblee's over in Paris for the Olympics and carved out a few minutes for us. We will catch up with Brandel here in just a few minutes, and really excited to spend some time with him. The guy knows his stuff. He's always well prepared. He's intuitive. He's educated. He's been there, and he's been on that set for over 20 years now. Yep. With the breakdown, and just really, in my opinion, he's been so instrumental, along with Rich Lerner, Paul McGinley, and the others who have been up there, of unfolding the storylines and really giving us the kind of the behind the curtains and scene, and as well as just opening up the game so that we can have a better appreciation and understanding about what's really going on out there outside of just leaderboard discussion. So I'm excited to welcome Brandel to the show. Good get there, Bob.
Yeah, and you know, what I love during the week of the major championships is live from. Mm-hmm. I enjoy watching that. I enjoy all the stories. I enjoy all the analysis and all the opinions and information that those guys give. And Brandel is spot on. I love it.
Also, coming up on the back nine, hour number two, we'll welcome in America's favorite caddy and Anne Liguori, who has a new book. She is the host of her show every week on WFAN in New York. She's hosted a bunch of television stuff as well, written books, and she's got a new one out, which is called Life on the Green, and she highlights some stories and insights from six major women players and six major men players, top players. We're talking like Annika Sorenstam, Jack Nicklaus, and the like, right? So really excited to welcome her on and talk about this book coming up. So Anne Liguori will join us coming up on the back nine, hour number two. And then we've got to pay some tribute to Chichi Rodriguez, who passed away this week. And, through Bob and the Casper family, had a chance to interact with Chichi on a number of occasions, and just a peach of a man, just a really fun guy. And we'll tell some stories and talk about Chichi as well. Olympic talk and more. We're just getting started. Stay tuned. You're listening to Real Golf Radio.
School is almost here, and if there's two things I can count on, it's my kids needing new outfits because they grow like weeds, and Kohl's stocking their favorite styles. With the Back to School Customer Appreciation event going on, I scored 30% off tees, jeans, sneakers, and more when I shopped with a Kohl's card. No card? No problem. Rewards members save 20%, and everyone else saves 15%, plus earn Kohl's cash. When it comes to back to school, you gotta go back to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends August 11th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Lowe's is here for you after the storm. From safety products and cleanup supplies, Lowe's is fully stocked with essentials. Now through September 11th, get 12-month special financing on an in-store purchase of $299 or more with your MyLowe's Rewards credit card in select stores only. Lowe's knows recovery. Lowe's knows community. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise on the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geofoam fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. This show is presented in part by Hoops Vision. If you go to hoopsvision.com, you can schedule a free consultation with the best in the business. Masters champions and other top professionals have trusted their eyes to the pros at Hoops Vision. And if you mention Real Golf Radio, you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure from the pros at Hoops Vision. Go to hoopsvision.com. And we thank you again for joining us here on Real Golf Radio at Real Golf on X. And download us where your favorite podcasts are found. Broadcasting on our flagship station, 97.5, the KSL Sports Zone, right here in Salt Lake City, Utah. So let's start with Chichi Rodriguez, and then we'll get into the Olympics, Bob. You sent me the news Friday morning, Chichi passed away. And you know what I thought is, I really appreciated the opportunity to interact with this guy. You know, we'd see him every year at the PGA show. He and his wife would be walking around. We would sit and visit with them. I think we always ran into him in the Maui gym booth for some reason. I don't know if he had a Maui gym deal, but seems like we always caught up to Chichi there. And then with Travel and Leisure Golf Magazine, when we were promoting their golf event series, we had a chance to go to Puerto Rico on a number of occasions. And one time was treated, this is my favorite story, because the only time I got to play golf with him, but we were treated the chance to play a hole with Chichi. So let me just set this up for you. This is classic. So we're on the first tee at this golf course in Puerto Rico. There's a bunch of people standing around, and Bob and me and Chichi, and did Tom play with us that hole? I think Tom Jaronski played with us as well.
He might have, yeah.
So the four of us were playing this first hole with Chichi Rodriguez, right? I mean, in Puerto Rico. I mean, he's a national, you know, icon.
Treasure. Yeah.
So I don't know why, but somehow I decided that, you know, and I was thrilled to be able to be in this kind of setting anyway, right? And here's Chichi, and I grew up watching Chichi. And so he says, well, you go first. And I said, okay, so I put my tee in the ground, and I'm like nervous, but I'm getting ready. He goes, I'll tell you what. He goes, we'll play straight up. And I was like, okay. I'm like, he's a very, you know, like slight of frame figure, and he's old at this point in time. And I'm, you know, probably in my mid 30s, you know, and I'm like, yeah, this, okay. And he goes, I get one throw. And I'm thinking to myself, he can't hit it very far, let alone throw it very far. This is going to work out good for me. So I said, okay. So I step back and try to get in my little zone, and I step up and I address the ball, and he comes walking in, wait. And he picks up my ball and he turns around and throws it back into the bushes behind the first tee box. Didn't see that coming. nah. You know what? You probably all saw that coming. I didn't see it coming. And so I was like, well, that one's pretty much going to go to Chi-Chi. Chalk one up to Chi-Chi for that one. But he was great, man. It was just so fun to be around him. And he loved your dad. He loved your mom. And yeah. Just they were just, you could tell he had such admiration for your parents.
Yeah, my dad always called him Juan. So that's, you know, Juan Chi-Chi Rodriguez. And my dad always said Juan, never said Chi-Chi. I can remember one time I was caddying for my dad playing at Hilton Head. It's when the Champions Tour played there, and Chi-Chi was playing some great golf. He won, 20 times on the Champions Tour? Something
22,
like that.
Yeah.
22, yeah, tied seventh all time. And we teed off. We were playing in the final group together last round, and I think my dad and Chi-Chi both made par on the first hole. He had a couple-shot lead going into the last round, and then drove it right down the middle, knocked it on the green, made eagle on the second hole, and his caddy turned to me and he goes, "Oh, here we go." And he ended up going on to win the golf tournament. But, you know, Chi-Chi was a great guy. It was always fun to talk to him. He and his wife, Ivalani, always, always really, really cool to be around.
I had to go and, of course, do the Wikipedia thing and look up some of the things about him. And this story, mm-hmm. you know, this story is... You knew he grew up poor. He talked about that all the time. But he said there, growing up in Puerto Rico, his father used to earn $18 a week as a laborer and a cattle handler. And when Chi-Chi was 7 years old, he helped the family by earning money as a water carrier on a sugar plantation.
Mm.
And he said one day he wandered off into a golf course and he saw that the caddies were earning more money than he was. So he decided to be a caddy. And then he took a branch from a guava tree, turned it into a golf club, used a metal can as a golf ball, and taught himself how to play golf the way he saw these, quote, real golfers doing. And by the time he was 9, so in a 2-year span of hitting a can with a tree branch, he became proficient at golf. And at the age of 12, so this was, 5 years after he started first hitting a tree branch, he shot 67.
Hmm.
In 1954, when he was 19, he joined the U.S. Army during the Korean War, took the opportunity to play some golf there, and then went on to, you know, play on the PGA Tour and win 8 times on the PGA Tour, or 22 times on the Champions Tour. Three top tens in majors, twice at the Masters in 1970 and 1973, he tied for 10th, and at the U.S. Open in 1981, he tied for 6th.
Yep. Yep.
So.
Yeah.
I mean...
humble beginnings and was able to parlay that into a phenomenal golf career. Hall of Famer.
And an entertainer. I mean, everybody, absolutely. When you think of Chi-Chi, you think of the sword. You know, makes a putt, sword gets swung around, you know. And my favorite is the one where he did that a few times and then he pulls out right out of his pocket. He pulls a handkerchief, wipes down the shaft, and then sticks it in the sheath, you know, proverbial sheath. I mean, he was something, man. The guy was... Man, Liv would love to have a guy like him, wouldn't he? I mean, that's...
Oh, yeah, absolutely.
I mean, the PGA Tour would love to have a guy like him. I mean, that's it was those kind of characters that kind of drew me to the game, you know?
Yep, yep.
He told this story, at least according to the Wikipedia. He said, he would say, how long does John Daly drive a golf ball? When I was a kid, I didn't go that far on vacation. That's pretty funny. It's good stuff. Chi-Chi Rodriguez.
He had good one-liners, that's for sure.
Yeah, Chi-Chi. Juan Antonio Chi-Chi Rodriguez, October 23rd, 1935 to August 8th, 2024. We'll definitely miss Chi-Chi. He's part of the fabric of the game and the tour as we know it today. So really, really good stuff. Hopefully he and your dad are having a nice reunion up there on the fairways in heaven, right?
Yep, that's right.
So, good stuff. All right, we transition out of that, and if we can... I'm actually a little bit emotional thinking about it. He's just a good dude. But we watched the men's Olympic competition this last weekend. It looked like another Rodriguez, John Rahm Rodriguez, was going to be the one that was holding the gold medal. And Scottie Scheffler, are you kidding me? What did we just see last weekend, Bob?
Yeah, it was kind of crazy. You know, John Rahm got to 20 under par and had a 4-shot lead with like 8 or 9 holes to play. Scottie Scheffler was a little ways back, and he just kind of exploded on his back nine. He birdied 10 and 12, and then was able to parlay that to 14, 15, 16, and 17 to shoot 29 on the back nine, 33 on the front, 62 in the final round. He said to himself, if I can get to 19 under par, because he saw that, you know, the leaders were right around 19, he said something might happen. He got to 19 and he ended up finishing the golf tournament, winning by one shot. Tommy Fleetwood bogeying the last hole.
I mean, you talk about that magic number of 63 in major championships, right?
Yeah.
So to go out and shoot, this is not a major. I get it. It's definitely a smaller field, but a lot of great players in there. For him to go out and shoot a back 929 and a 62 in the final round to claim the gold medal and then stand on the podium and show and the emotion and let it get to him when the Star Spangled Banner was playing. I mean, to me, that's kind of what cemented golf in the Olympics for me. That's what made me be like, you know what? I want a little bit more of this, because you could tell it meant something to him. And as we've talked so much on this show, you know, when it means something, that's when players either play their best and rise to the occasion, or they somehow shrink from it. They I don't want to say choke on it, but that's kind of what happens, right? It becomes the pressure. And so to see it mean something, and to see somebody at the top of his game be able to prevail like that, it's special stuff.
Yeah. And, you know, the other thing I thought was really, really cool is in the interview with Tommy Fleetwood. Tommy Fleetwood says, you know, week after week after week on the PGA Tour, we're always trying to win. We're always trying to be that number one guy. He said, I never in my wildest dreams ever believed that I could win a medal in the Olympics. And here I am with the silver medal. He said, this is right up there at the top of the list for me in my golf career.
Yeah, not about money, but about adding to the medal count. Absolutely. For GB. And he was happy to be a part of it. No, Tommy Fleetwood was a peach as well. I mean, I really enjoyed seeing his smile and his comments on that also. So,
Hideki Matsuyama getting the bronze.
Yeah, which is awesome. So we'll talk more about that as we continue. Thanks so much for joining us. Just getting started right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way, way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper. This segment is brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort in St. George, Utah. Go to blackdesertresort.com to find out all the details on this new full-service golf resort in southern Utah featuring a Tom Weisskopf championship design golf course. There's going to be a huge pickleball facility, a water park, spa, convention center, you name it, shopping, dining, the whole works. This thing's unreal. There's a hotel on site. There is residential villages and real estate opportunities available. And, of course, Black Desert Resort will host the PGA Tour coming up October 7th through the 13th. And you can find out more on that as well as the LPGA event coming up next May at blackdesertevents.com. Tickets are on sale, VIP and general admission, as well as some other pro-am and sponsorship opportunities. blackdesertevents.com and blackdesertresort.com. Unlike anything you've seen before, check it out, blackdesertresort.com. All right, well, thank you for joining us. And I'll tell you, we talked a little bit about the Korn Ferry Tour at the beginning, and guys that are jockeying for position not only on the Korn Ferry Tour to get their PGA Tour card, as Utah hosted the Korn Ferry this last week, but then you have, you know, players that are jockeying for position, Bob, in order to get into the playoffs. And if you're not in the playoffs, well, getting in the playoffs top 70, but then making it into that top 50 by the time it's all said and done, which will get you into all of the signature events for 2025. It's critical in order to, you know, really set the table for your season. So if you miss that mark and you finish just outside the top 50, you can play those fall series events, including the Black Desert Championship, and a top 10 position after that fall series gets you into two signature events, which will help, you know, get your season off to the right start. So I think it's going to be great to see the importance placed on the fall series events, better fields in the fall, and more opportunities for players to earn their way into those all coveted signature events, which of course include major championships and the like.
Yeah. And those signature events are huge, especially for a guy that's trying to keep his card. You know, like you said, those top 10, get those two at the beginning of the year, but it also, you know, you allow yourself from 70 to, what is it, 125, you get an opportunity for those guys that are outside that looking in, that they can get into that top 125 and be able to have a schedule on the PGA Tour. Because face it, you know, majors are one thing. You've got the events at the end of the year, the playoffs. You've also got the Players' Championship.
Yeah.
Those are all things that guys don't necessarily, when they're outside the top 70, get in. But there's always other events for you to be able to play yourself and play your way up in the standings to get on the PGA Tour and get into those signature events and majors consistently.
Yeah, no doubt. So, and be sure to keep an eye out for this recent winner of the Utah Championship on the Korn Ferry Tour, Carl Phillips. He's only played four tour events.
Yep.
He's won and had two top fives. I mean,
yep.
You know, yep. 22 years old, kid just set 25 under mark. As I said, he set, you know, the scoring record. That's unreal. That's some really, really good playing. So watch out for that guy from Australia, yep. Carl Phillips. I wonder if it's too late for him to make that President's Cup team.
I think you're going to see a lot of Canadians, or your fair share of Canadians on that team, and not necessarily a young kid from the Korn Ferry Tour.
I get it, but I'm just saying that the next President's Cup, you might see him on that team the way he's going there.
Yeah.
Hey, I want to get back to the Olympics. We talked about Scottie Scheffler, and can I just take a moment and just say, man, the emotion that he felt on that podium, like just breaking down like that. How cool was that, first of all?
Yeah, I think it was phenomenal, but I see that from him. I see that emotion and that kind of stuff from him, because he is such a grounded person. You know, his wife, new father, I loved what he said in his post-round press conference when he said, you know, he was asked the question, where does this rank up with what you've been able to do in the game so far in your year this year? And he said, it doesn't. The best part of my year this year was being able to become a father and have a son. And I thought that was classic. I thought that was awesome. His family is important to him. The people around him, his wife, his parents and their families, that kind of thing was what matters. But again, to be able to play in the Olympics, to be able to win the gold medal, and to be able to stand on that podium representing your country with your national anthem playing, how else would you not get emotional about it?
Yeah, I agree. It was inspiring. It was really, really cool stuff. So love that.
Yep.
By the way, going back to our conversation from last week, Xander with the two majors, or are you going with now 7 wins, a green jacket, a gold trophy from the players, and a gold medal from the Olympics? I mean, come on. It's all Scottie Scheffler, isn't it?
Oh, yeah. It's all Scottie Scheffler all the time now. What a phenomenal year he's had so far. And he still has 3 more events, two playoff events, and then the Tour Championship. He's led the Tour Championship the last 2 years and has failed to win it. But Scottie Scheffler is a different player this year, no doubt.
So you're picking him already to win the Tour Championship.
Yeah, I think he will win the FedEx Cup, no doubt.
So he's going to be cresting that $60 million mark when it's all said and done, as we talked about.
Giddy up. That's going to be crazy.
That's some big money. That's some big money right there. How about Rahm? One of the questions that I wanted to ask Brandel and didn't get a chance to, you'll hear from him coming up, but was, you know, has this LIV format dulled the competitive edge of the once great PGA Tour players who joined that league? And you can't, again, I think Rahm's phenomenal, but he doesn't seem to have the same swagger and sharpness to his game that he had just a year ago when he was on the PGA Tour and winning the Masters. And you know, he was the man. Like, he was battling it out with Scotty for number one in the world.
Yeah. Yeah, unfortunate. You know, I thought once he made that birdie on the 10th hole and he jumped to a 4-shot lead at 20 under par, I thought, you know what, this is going to be John Rahm's to win. And, you know, he's a guy that we've watched time and time again on the PGA Tour that has gotten in the lead and really hasn't spit the bit. And, you know, he turned around and bogeyed 11 and 12. He double bogeyed the 14th hole, which is a par 5. And then he bogeyed the 17th and 18th holes to finish at 15 under par and not even make it on the podium. Very unfortunate for John Rahm. And I like John Rahm. I like the way he plays. I like the passion that he plays with. But I think he's really struggled this year. He finally got a win on the LIV circuit, and coming here into the Olympics, it looked like he was at the top of his game. But, you know, I don't know, extenuating circumstances with, you know, the way they play golf over there, on LIV, with everything. And I think he's feeling he's getting passed up a little bit, and it's unfortunate that he wasn't able to get the gold medal get a medal, period.
Yeah. I mean, ended up not even meddling at all. That's gotta be, you know, we've seen how he dwells on this stuff and how it eats at him. Right. And so I don't know. We'll ask the caddy about it. Like I said, we ran out of time in talking to Brandel here coming up next, but I can't help but think that maybe this just, he in the back of his mind, he's regretting what it's done to his game. You know? I honestly, when he left, what was it, back in December, he made the announcement. I assumed, and I think he probably assumed, that by this time the PGA and the LIV would have all come together and they'd have found a way to all play together somehow, right?
Yeah.
And you don't hear anything anymore. I don't know what's happening. And when they say stuff's happening, it's kind of, well, stuff's happening, but it's nothing definitive, right? So, makes you wonder, for sure. So, hey, what we need to talk about as well, Bob, is some of the people who are projected right now, where they're projected in the FedEx Cup, and there's a few surprises in there. You know, of guys that have some work cut out for them. Ricky Fowler's one. that's sitting there at 105. You know, Jordan Spieth at 59 has got some work to do. He's playing this week. Will Zalatoris is at 41, which is actually probably better than I thought he would be. He just hasn't had a lot of play. Tony Finau sits there at 14, Justin Thomas at 19, Brian Harman's 21. Rory McIlroy's third behind Xander and Scotty. Wyndham Clark fifth. Patrick Cantlay 11th. So just a couple of players to keep an eye on.
Remember last year, Justin Thomas missed out.
On the playoffs.
He finished outside.
Yeah. Yep. Hey, stay tuned. Coming up next, a conversation from Paris with Brandel Chambly right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
By now you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
This is the new AI One, the most intelligent putter ever created. Its AI-designed insert doesn't just feel a little better or roll a little better. It gets you up to 21% closer to the hole on off-center hits. The performance gains of AI One are so dramatic, not playing it will leave you lagging behind. Putt smarter with the new AI One putters from Odyssey, the number one putter on tour.
You've heard us talk about the amazing capabilities of Mountain Land Truck Outfitters to outfit your truck, van, or commercial vehicle. But did you know that Mountain Land Truck Outfitters now has a mobile sandblasting system that they can bring on site to you or your business? And Mountain Land Truck Outfitters now has an exclusive powder coating shop offering virtually any color you want. See Mountain Land Truck Outfitters in Provo to custom outfit your truck with lifts, leveling kits, spray-in bed liners, commercial truck bodies, wheels, tires, powder coating, sandblasting, lighting, hitches, and other accessories. Go to mountainlandtruck.com. That's MTNLNDtruck.com.
To beat the best, or to beat your best, it takes a standard most aren't used to. Like perfecting our seamless aero design for ultra-consistent flight, innovating new processes to create a hyper-fast soft core, using advanced materials to make a ball feel like nothing before. When your standards for performance are high, play the ball that sets them even higher. Introducing Chrome Tour, the new gold standard.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
All right, welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks again for joining us. And we're really thrilled to have our next guest joining us from over in Paris and the Olympic Games. He's a Golf Channel analyst and a broadcaster extraordinaire, I would say. One of the great opinions in the game of golf and the great minds. Brandel Chambly joining us right now on Real Golf Radio. Brandel, how are you?
I'm terrific. Thanks very much for having me on. Always a pleasure to talk to you guys.
Yeah, it's been a minute since we've had you on the show, and so much has happened. First of all, you're over there for the Olympics. There was so much talk about would golf fit into the Olympics and would it find its place? Would the players embrace it? After what Scotty did and the emotions he showed on the medal stand, what was your takeaway? And then the ladies are battling it out as we speak. What's your takeaway about where golf stands in with the Olympics right now?
Well, I didn't think it didn't get off to a good start. It was kind of cursed, you know, with the Zika virus. The first go around, it wasn't exactly embraced by the men's side of golf. The women's side embraced it right from the get go. And then, of course, with the COVID restrictions in Japan, there was no crowd, so it didn't really have a buzz. There was kind of talk that maybe they were going to rework it. Wasn't sure that it was going to have a long life. But I think Paris, no restrictions. Everybody went. Everybody bought in. And I think the fact that they put on a great show, I mean, I think it ensures the future of golf in the Olympics. Of course, that was guaranteed through LA in 2028. But I think going forward, I think there'll be more buy-in now on the men's side. And of course, there's been buy-in on the women's side. The women's side has been very compelling. Indy Park won year one. That was compelling. Nelly Korda won second go-around of the Olympics. That was compelling. So I think it's in a good spot, and I think this has been a great backdrop for the women's golf and for the men's golf in the Olympics, Paris.
So it seems like it almost is just another 72-hole tournament. It's, you know, we've got the majors in the game on both sides, the men and the women, and those are kind of the pinnacle for the PGA and LPGA Tour. Now you've got the Olympics that comes in, and you're playing for medals and that kind of thing. Do you think there are some things that can be done as far as just not another 72-hole event, but maybe some things that can be done as far as team and that kind of thing going forward?
I think it would be difficult. I'm not sure you'd get the buy-in that you would need. Not sure exactly how you would do it. Not sure about the qualifying process. I know everybody, the team sounds great in theory, but if you think about team golf, there's very few team events that are compelling. The Ryder Cup's compelling, but it took 70 years for it to become compelling. Solheim Cup's compelling because there's great back and forth between the LET and the LPGA Tour. But beyond that, I mean, the President's Cup really hasn't galvanized the support that you would think. You know, I mean, they have various off-season team events that, you know, they're yawners, to be honest with you. I mean, you've got to have the right ingredients. You got to have a little bit of magic dust sprinkled in on it. So I don't know that it needs a team event. I think it stands alone as it is. I think the majors are what they are. They're the biggest events in golf. I think the Olympics is a unique achievement. You only get one shot at it every 4 years. I think it has Hall of Fame weight to it. I think it'll help Justin Rose eventually get into the Hall of Fame. The U.S. Open does what it does, but I don't know that Justin Rose would have gotten in. I don't know that he would get in the Hall of Fame if he hadn't won the Olympics. I think it will get him in the Olympics. I think, you know, Lydia Ko going for the podium slam, if you will, because she's won a bronze, a silver, and she's in position right now to win a gold. And if she wins the gold, it is the push she needs to get into the Hall of Fame. So I think the Olympics will grow into being a compelling event. I don't know that it needs a team aspect.
Brandel Chamblee is our guest here on Real Golf Radio. There's so many things that I would love to pick your brain if we had like an hour or two to just sit and say, hey, Brandel, break this down here because I'd love what you do. Very, very entertaining. I want to ask you about major championships. We talked about that. Have we, in your mind, have we put too much emphasis on majors when we've had a back and forth discussion, you know, before Scotty won the gold medal that, you know, is Xander's two major wins, you know, a better season than six wins that included a major and a players in Scotty Scheffler. It's a little bit of a deeper discussion, but are the majors weighted too heavy in the game right now?
No, I don't think so. I think they were previously weighted more heavily than they are now. I think as time has gone on, I think there's added weight to the Players' Championship. I think it almost carries the same weight as majors. I think even if you look at the last 4 years in golf, it's almost been unprecedented that there's been a different winner of the PGA Player of the Year and the PGA Tour Player of the Year. That hadn't happened since 1991. Normally, it's across the board. It's the same person who's played well mostly in the major championships. But I think amongst the players, they give weight to the FedEx Cup. They give weight to the Players' Championship. So I think previously the major championships maybe carried too much weight. I think, you know, I'm in the minority here, but I think second, thirds over the course of a career, those matter. They add up. You don't get to ignore the fact that Jack Nicklaus finished second 19 times in major championships when you're comparing as a major championship player his record to Tiger Woods. You know, I'll give the nod to Tiger Woods being the more dominant player over the course of his career and had the better stretch over a five-year period than anybody else. But if we're talking about who had the better career, it's not even close. Jack Nicklaus had the better career, 18 wins, 19 second places in major championships, he was the better major championship player. So I think they have their right place in the game now.
So, Brandel, looking at this year, player of the year, I understand we still have the playoffs to go and that kind of thing, but player of the year, two major championship wins, or now six wins, including a major and a players championship, and also now a gold medal.
Yeah, I don't think it's even close. I think Scottie Scheffler gets it, which is crazy. There's never been somebody win two majors and not be player of the year, as far as I can, as far as I know. And I've looked back as far as I can. There's been precedent of somebody winning one major against a player winning 10 tournaments, and the player winning the one major, and that's it. No other events got player of the year. Mm. In 1950, Sam Snead won 10 times and did not get player of the year. And that was because it was voted by the players, and they judged Hogan coming back from the accident winning the U.S. Open as a more phenomenal accomplishment. I think Sam Snead was robbed of player of the year. But, you know, just it is player of the year. It's what you've done all year long. And, I think the fact that Scottie Scheffler won the Players, which in my book is a major championship, won the Masters, and then won a gold. I think it wins over Xander Schauffele's year.
Brandel Chamblee joining us. You're a student of the swing. So speaking of Scotty, how sustainable? I mean, the swing is very unique, and I know you spend a lot of time talking about it on the shows, and we all learn from that, and it's awesome. What is in your mind? Is his swing? Does it have longevity for playing at this high level of success that he's experiencing this season?
Yeah, I do. You know, swings that are short and quick, like a John Rahm or a Jason Day, they don't age as well. But Scottie Scheffler's swing is long. I wouldn't call it languid, but it's long. Yeah, you might worry about his ankle, his left ankle. you might worry a little bit about some ankle issues as he gets older. But just the fact that it is a long swing and it's an upright swing and it's not a quick swing, I think it will age well. There's never been another golf swing quite like his. Johnny Miller's was similar, and Johnny Miller's swing didn't age particularly well. And we could debate whether or not that was because he got bulked up in 77, 78 in the off season, chopping down trees on his ranch or not. We could debate whether or not he lost interest, or we could debate the fact that he got the yips and that derailed his career to some extent. But overall, I think Scottie Scheffler, we get distracted by the footwork. But if you just look at the actual golf swing, it's very much Jack Nicklaus. It's very much Tiger Woods. It's closer to Jack than it was Tiger. He's got, you know, the sort of the same very upright position, the same sort of release pattern through the shots. So when I see Scottie, I think of Jack Nicklaus. I think of Tiger Woods a little bit. Depends on what time of year, what period we're talking about Tiger. When you talk about Tiger, it's almost like talking about wines. It's like, what vintage are you talking about? Because yeah. Tiger changes swing so much, but that swing 99 to 2002, sort of late 99 to 2002, when it was upright, when it was wonderful. But that's what I look at with Scotty. I don't get caught up in the footwork too much. I just look at the way his body works and the upright nature of his golf swing. It's not even fair. I mean, he's so much better than everybody else. He's essentially Usain Bolt going up against his competition. And if you go back and you look, I think it was Tyson Gay that came second to Usain Bolt. But, you know, he was 1% better, which at the highest level of sports is, you know, that's Secretariat at Belmont, essentially. And that's where Scottie Scheffler is. He's as much better than his competition, almost as Tiger was his competition.
So we talk about players and them striking the golf ball and being able to perform and shoot the scores that win golf tournaments and that kind of thing. But one of the people that doesn't get talked about a lot is a guy like Teddy Scott, who is his caddy. How important has Teddy been in helping Scotty to focus and become a winner?
Well, it certainly doesn't hurt to have somebody around you 8 hours a day that you respect and that you can trust and you can just relax and do your job. I think that's what every player is looking for is, you know, somebody that they got great respect for that they know is going to be all over the job. And so I think it's a great relationship. You know, it's not caddy player anymore. It's very much a team. You know, as time has gone on, these caddies, you know, have they come out, they've taken the job to just another level, mostly because they have access to greater information. You know, it used to be sort of a hard scrabble job. And there wasn't that much information available, but now there is. And these players turn up and they've got the data, they know the numbers, they know the tendencies, and they're part psychologists as much as anything. So it's a formidable team that they have, and you hear most of the players now when they talk about their caddy as their team. And it's been fun to watch. Ted is all class, and it's been a great aspect of 2024, and I think just speaks to the volumes of the type of people in the game of golf now.
Randall Chamblee joining us here on Real Golf Radio. We got a couple minutes left. I got to ask you about Xander. He's hitting the ball so much further. There's been a lot discussed about chasing some speed and increasing his speed. Rory, a couple years ago, went after that speed when Bryson was kind of beefed up and doing what he was doing, and it seemed to be to the detriment of his game. So if it's helping Xander, but it sort of hurt Rory a little bit, what is the key to, I guess, turning speed into success?
Well, I wouldn't say that it hurt Rory. If you look at Rory when he first came out, his ball speed, believe it or not, was 173 miles an hour. Mind you, the tour average then was 169. Now the tour average is at 174, something like that. But Rory's ball speed has gone up every single year to the point where he's been the distance leader the last 3 or 4 years on the PGA Tour. I think that certainly has helped his consistency. What I think derailed Rory was not so much chasing speed, was just working out incorrectly, and he's got that under wraps. And I think if you talk to Xander Schauffele, he will give as much credit to the physical work that he's done, the gym work that he's done. I think golf has better learned how to train for speed and longevity. I think everybody learned from Tiger. I think people learned from the injuries that Rory sustained around 2013 in his career, and they're working out smarter. And they also understand where power comes from now, where they didn't before. They just tried to swing hard. And now they know you can load deeper into that trail hip. You can extend that right leg. You can lift that lead heel. You get more sort of left pelvic tilt. You can put more pressure in the ground. And they know the sort of the GPS to generating power more efficiently. And I've asked Xander, he's been on our set a couple times this year, I'm like, you know, where's it coming from? And he says as much that, you know, he's doing a lot of great physical work. But Chris Como is a very curious guy. He went to the Kyle Berkshires and to the Lucas Walds, who had these distance training camps. He paid full fee to go to take Lucas Walls' driving distance training camp. Paid, took the lesson, took the information, gave it to Bryson DeChambeau, and now is giving it to Xander Schauffele. And both of them won major championships when they got along.
Interesting. Hey, Brandel, before we let you go, and we really appreciate you sharing some of your knowledge, just a personal question. You know, I guess I was reading that Kevin Kisner is going to be in the booth for the playoffs. You spent some time in the booth with NBC. It's a double-edged sword for me. I mean, I think you can tell I'm a bit of a fan, but, you know, your work and analyzing it in live from is so fun, and we missed when you were in the booth. You did a fantastic job, but we missed you on the set. What's your goals? What's your thoughts on being in the booth as an analyst versus doing the live from stuff, and what do you hope to see?
Well, they're completely different jobs. You know, the live from, you get to talk in depth about pretty much all the biggest issues in the game. When you call live golf, obviously the golf show, you know, you're a caption writer, so to speak. They both have different challenges. They couldn't be more different in terms of the job. They both require a great deal of preparation. So it'd be hard pressed for me to say which one I enjoy the most. But I've been on the live from set now for 21 years. It feels like home to me. But again, when NBC and they asked me to do these live off, I listen to Luke Donald. I think Luke is amazing. I listen to Kevin Kisner. I think Kevin does a nice job. It would be fine with me if they hired Luke Donald full time to do this. It'd be fine for me if they hired Kevin Kisner to do this. I'm quite comfortable on the live drum set. I very much enjoy working with McGinley and Lerner and the whole crew. But again, you know how this works. If they ask you to do something, you do it. Yep. I'm happy to be working for Golf Channel and NBC. So I work at their discretion. But for the most part, I think I'll be pretty comfortable in the live drum seat.
Well, Brandel, thanks for taking some time. It's a pleasure to visit with you. And again, great work on a regular basis. Enjoy the rest of the Olympics. We'll catch up to you again soon.
I really appreciate that. Thanks so much for the call. Nice talking to you, fellas. Let's do it a little bit more often. Okay?
All right. We'd love that. Sounds good. Thanks, Brandel.
Thank you.
All right. All the best.
Take care, folks.
That's Brandel Chambly joining us here on Real Golf Radio. And did I fanboy out a little bit too much there, Bob? Maybe. But again, I like talking with guys like that, right? He gets it. He understands it. I just feel like there's so much depth. If we could just sit down, we could have dinner coming so he had nowhere to go. We could just keep going a little deeper and deeper. And I think it's fascinating. He does a great job.
First time I met Brandel, here's a quick story. First time I met Brandel, I was playing a mini tour event in Tucson, Arizona. I think it might have been one of his first professional events. He freaking smoked the field.
Really?
Coming out of college? Yeah, he smoked the field. I think he won by 8 or 10 shots. It was pretty amazing.
Well, there you go. I think he's winning by 8 or 10 shots right now on the broadcast side. So,
no doubt.
Good stuff. Yep. All right, stay tuned. The back nine, hour number two is coming up next.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently, and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property, and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495.
800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.
Progressive presents the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
The NCAA announced a four-year show cause order for former Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh Wednesday for impermissible contact with recruits and players while access was restricted during the COVID-19 pandemic. That effectively bans Harbaugh from college athletics until August of 2028. It's kind of a moot point. Harbaugh left Michigan to coach the LA Chargers after last season's national championship. The NCAA had already put Michigan on 3 years of probation along with a fine and recruiting limits after reaching a negotiated resolution of the case. Paris Olympics, the USA women's basketball team has reached the semifinals after beating Nigeria 88-74 on Wednesday. Next up, a matchup against Australia, who beat Serbia Wednesday, the game this Friday at 3 Eastern.
Bundle auto and home, renters or condo, and save with Progressive. That's the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
Hi, I'm Angie Hicks, co-founder of Angie. When you use Angie for your home projects, you know all your jobs will be done well. Roof repair? Done well. Kitchen sink install? Done well. Deck upgrades? Done well. Electrical upgrade? Done well. Angie's been connecting homeowners with skilled pros for nearly 30 years, so we know the difference between done and done well. Hire high-quality, certified pros at Angie.com.
Hi, welcome to Staples.
Yeah, my daughter needs a laptop for college, but I need to watch the budget.
Well, Staples hot deals on tech are backed by a price match guarantee, so our prices won't be beat.
Great. I can't believe my baby's starting college.
She'll do great.
I know.
Oh, let's get you a great deal on a laptop.
Save big on tech for school at Staples. Now get up to $300 off select PCs. NC 24 price match guarantee valid within 14 days of purchase. Exclusions apply. For details, visit staples.com/price match.
Progressive presents the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
The NCAA announced a four-year show cause order for former Michigan head coach Jim Harbaugh Wednesday for impermissible contact with recruits and players while access was restricted during the COVID-19 pandemic. That effectively bans Harbaugh from college athletics until August of 2028. It's kind of a moot point. Harbaugh left Michigan to coach the LA Chargers after last season's national championship. The NCAA had already put Michigan on 3 years of probation along with a fine and recruiting limits after reaching a negotiated resolution of the case. Paris Olympics, the USA women's basketball team has reached the semifinals after beating Nigeria 88-74 on Wednesday. Next up, a matchup against Australia, who beat Serbia Wednesday, the game this Friday at 3 Eastern.
Bundle auto and home, renters or condo, and save with Progressive. That's the Sports Grid Sports Flash. I'm Chuck Sanders.
The new John Deere Gator XUV lets you cut, pack, drive, scout, weld, stack, feed, pull, load, tow, spray, and haul. All in a single day. Because with the highest cargo box volume in its class, customizable features, and a towing capacity of up to 4,000 pounds, it gets the job done. You just have to get in the seat. Learn more at your John Deere dealer or visit johndeere.com/GatorXUV.
Sports in 60. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network. Sorting out the plethora of simultaneous live daytime Olympic sporting events across the NBC family of channels can be daunting. Enter NBC's Gold Zone, a takeoff of the NFL Red Zone channel that is produced by NFL Network for cable, and until Sunday tickets switch to YouTube TV, had a twin version on the DirecTV platform. The hosts from those respective channels, Scott Hansen and Andrew Siciliano, are two of the four total navigators on Gold Zone that gives you whip-around Olympic coverage from 7 a.m. to 5 p.m. daily, and it's a major success. Available on Peacock only, it's gaining huge traction as a new way to digest simultaneous sports action. Take note, NCAA, your first weekend of men's and women's basketball tournament action would look awful sharp with this format. Sports in 60, presented by American Premium Vodka. Enjoy responsibly. I'm Brock Hines on the Sports Byline Broadcast Network.
If you're among the millions struggling with peripheral neuropathy, I ask you to listen up. Hi, this is Marty Terrell from Sports Overnight America here on Sports Byline Broadcast. As you heard me say, peripheral neuropathy, I've struggled with it. It's annoying. And if untreated, it can really cause some health problems. Now, the bottom line is I reached out to Innovative Wellness, Christy and Andrew Steiger in particular, at innovativewellness.center of Clive, Iowa. They're now gaining clients from all over the Midwest because shockwave therapy, which they prescribed for me, and I did it in a consistent fashion, I got appreciable, verifiable results. Life is better. Innovativewellness.center. Peripheral neuropathy is very annoying and can be very, very serious if left untreated. Check it out. Innovativewellness.center. Christy Steiger, Andrew Steiger, innovativewellness.center.
Well, we have nine more holes to go, so how about you two fellas follow me to the 10th tee?
On to the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper, son of Hall of Famer Billy Casper.
Two players down the middle on the 10th hole.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Yeah, thank you very much, and welcome into the back nine, hour number two of Real Golf Radio. Had a great hour number one, capped it off by a conversation with Brandel Chambly in Paris. All good insights, as always, from Brandel. Appreciate him. Good get there, Bob. I know you've known Brandel for a long time.
Oh, yeah. Quite a long time.
Yeah.
Pretty cool.
So
good
dude. It's always funny when we run into him out of the majors. Whoa there, Mr. Casper.
I know. I was going to say. I am this elder statesman, yes.
Well, he's a Texas guy, so that's kind of just part
that's
of
right.
it, right?
That's right. Yes, sir.
Oh, he's good. We'll get into some of the comments that he made. Also coming up here on the back nine, hour number two, we're going to welcome in America's favorite caddy. Always enjoy that. And then Anne Ligori, our good friend from Radio Row, and she's an author and has a new book out called Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. Foreword by Jim Nance. Pretty cool stuff if you want to see that book. Again, Life on the Green, some interviews with some
really...
A lot
of great stories.
Yeah, really good stuff.
A lot of great
stuff.
Stories. Yep.
Yeah, so Ann will join us coming up here later this hour to talk about it. Padraig Harrington is the first chapter. And
Patty, A.
Yeah.
A.
You know, he would be a guy you'd want to sit down with and just kind of have some share some stories.
Yeah, I did. In Morocco. We've had him on the show.
Not a bad
He's talking
place.
About the ladybirds.
Remind me.
Ladybugs.
Yeah. Well
his son put ladybugs, which they call them ladybirds, in his claret jug after he won it the first time.
Oh, okay.
Yeah. He told a story about it.
Do you have superstitions around like ladybugs and that kind of thing? Like if I'm out playing golf and a ladybug like just sort of lands on me or lands on my golf ball or something, I feel like that's just the universe saying this one's going to be a good one.
Yeah. I make sure I get them on my finger and then I lift it up, point it straight up because they'll always walk to the top and then they fly off.
Oh, release it to the sky.
I like that.
Release it to the sky.
Okay. Let it go. So, let it live.
Yeah, well, yeah, I'm not going to smash it on the golf ball. I don't mean, don't get me wrong. Like we'd escort the ladybug off, right?
Yep. Yep, absolutely.
Some of the more noxious insects, maybe not so much, but ladybugs, I think that's a good omen. I mean, if you like omens, I think that's a good one.
Yeah.
So, all right, stay tuned. We'll get into more of this conversation, golf talk next here on Real Golf Radio.
School is almost here, and if there's two things I can count on, it's my kids needing new outfits because they grow like weeds, and Kohl's stocking their favorite styles. With the Back to School Customer Appreciation event going on, I scored 30% off tees, jeans, sneakers, and more when I shopped with a Kohl's card. No card? No problem. Rewards members save 20%, and everyone else saves 15%, plus earn Kohl's cash. When it comes to back to school, you gotta go back to Kohl's. Select styles. Some exclusions apply. Offer ends August 11th. See store or kohls.com for details.
Lowe's is here for you after the storm. From safety products and cleanup supplies, Lowe's is fully stocked with essentials. Now through September 11th, get 12-month special financing on an in-store purchase of $299 or more with your MyLowe's Rewards credit card in select stores only. Lowe's knows recovery. Lowe's knows community. Subject to credit approval, minimum monthly payments required. See store for details.
Pizza's here.
Oh, great. I'd love some, but I'm worried about my stomach issues.
If you're worried about having diarrhea, gas, bloating, stomach pain, or loose, oily stools, it may not just be stomach issues. It could be a condition called exocrine pancreatic insufficiency, or EPI. With EPI, the pancreas doesn't release enough enzymes to break down food, but EPI is manageable. Use the symptom checker on identifyepi.com and talk to your doctor. That's identifyepi.com. Sponsored by AbbVie.
Progressive knows finding your new home was a dream come true. You wanted it close to town, with a picture window overlooking a yard. And you found it. Now, when you sit down to dinner, you've got front row seats too. Your neighbor's daily pickleball game. Progressive can't save you from your noisy neighbors, but we can save you money when you bundle your home and auto with us. Get a quote at progressive.com. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company affiliates and other insurers not available in all states.
Some people just know the best rate for you is a rate based on you with Allstate. And look at you, hands perfectly placed on the wheel. Not like the driver to the right of you who's really going after that drum solo. Save with DriveWise and the Allstate app and only pay a rate based on you.
Not available in every state, subject to terms and conditions. Rating factors and savings vary, and in some states, your rate could increase with high-risk driving. Allstate Fire and Casualty Insurance Company and affiliates, Northbrook, Illinois.
Iowa EPS Products was founded in 1980 on the premise of providing the highest quality EPS products and services in the industry. Being family-owned and operated, relationships and loyalty remain the foundation on which this company was built. Providing expanded polystyrene products for commercial roofing and exterior wall insulation, as well as package products and below-grade lightweight geofoam fill, Iowa EPS Products is the trusted source throughout the Midwest. Learn more at iowaepsproducts.com.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here on Real Golf Radio. It's brought to you in part by Black Desert Resort. Go to blackdesertresort.com. Find out more details on this all-new resort in southern Utah featuring a Tom Weisskopf championship design golf course, pickleball facility, water park, convention center, spa, shopping, dining, the whole works. It's all there available to you, and exclusive real estate opportunities are also available. And you can get tickets to the PGA Tour event that's coming up here in less than 60 days by going to blackdesertevents.com. That's blackdesertevents.com for the tickets and blackdesertresort.com for more information on the resort. We welcome you back to the show. Thanks again for joining us. Coming up, America's favorite caddy, Anne Liguori. Thanks to Brandel Chambly, who joined us, and some really good insights there from Brandel. You know, one of the things I asked him, Bob, was about the majors, because we've been talking about whether, you know, Xander Schauffele with two major championships was the player of the year over a guy in Scottie Scheffler that had six wins, including a major, prior to the Olympics. And now it's seven wins with a gold medal as well as a player's championship on there, and feels like it's pretty heavy there. But as he said, he doesn't really know of a player that won two majors in a season that didn't win player of the year, but felt like their weight is about where it should be. And his justification for that was that the players' championship is weighted heavier than it used to. The Olympics is starting to get that weight that it deserves. All of those kind of things are sort of rounding into form where it felt like it was just majors and everything else. So I guess he feels like it's already there, and I wondered if it's still a little bit weighted heavy on the major side of things.
You know, it's interesting that he said that. Also, the thing you have to remember about the PGA Tour is that the Player of the Year is voted on by his peers or Xander Schauffele's peers. Yes, Xander's won twice, but Scottie's won basically seven times with the gold medal now. And I think in the view of his peers, there is weight for major championships, but consistently what he's been able to do all year with winning and being the number one player in the world, I think that his peers will definitely vote him as Player of the Year, especially going into these last three events. You know, he finished top tens in the next two, which he has a very likely opportunity of doing that, because only 70 and 50 players in the next two events. And then it drops down to 30 with a very good opportunity for him to win the FedEx Cup. having not won it the last two times when he's been number one, he knows what to expect, what to expect on that golf course. And I think he's playing better golf now than he has the last 2 years.
Yeah, I think so as well. And you start looking at a guy with seven wins, you know, to better that, again, the Olympics is an official PGA Tour win, but to better that, you're going back to Tiger Woods in 2006,
mm-hmm.
you know, when he had eight wins. He did it also in 1999. Johnny Miller had eight wins in 1974. Palmer did it in 60 and 62. Byron Nelson in 44. Sam Snead in 38, Sarazen in 30, and Horton Smith in 29. I mean, that's the eight win category, right? And then you had Tiger and Vijay that had the nine wins back in 2000 and in 2004, respectively. So, you know, you just don't see guys that are having a season where they're winning seven, and he still has the chance to win eight, you know, or nine before this thing's all said and done, especially the way he's playing. So I think when you look at the year, the body of work, as Brando said, I think it's Scottie Scheffler. It is just unusual that half the major championships were won by one individual who is not going to be probably voted as player of the year. I mean, that's unique.
Yeah. And, you know, the last time we saw two is probably Brooks Koepka.
Yeah.
When he won PGA in the US Open. But there wasn't really anybody else that jumped on the scene that won seven times with the possibility of winning more. Going in or by the time the year is done.
Olympics are going on right now. The ladies are playing, and Bob, heartbreaker for Nelly Korda, a quadruple bogey seven on a par three. That one's hard to take, and yet she's still not completely out of it, only five back with a round to play.
Yeah, pretty crazy. Made that on the 16th hole, was playing extremely well the second round. And then did that also in the third round, made a bogey coming in a three putt on the 17th hole, but she's still within striking distance, five shots back.
Lydia Ko tied for the lead there. She could be stamping the Hall of Fame as well as getting a medal run, having a silver and bronze already. She's shooting for that gold. Rose Zhang, Go USA, sitting there at seven under par as well. Coming up next, it's America's favorite caddy right here on Real Golf Radio.
Hey there, fellow travelers. It's me, the Hotel Wiz. Before you go anywhere, call me day or night for hotel rates too low to publish. I'll save you up to 75% on over 500,000 hotels across the globe. You see, I've already done the research, so you don't have to spend time online trying to find the best deal. That's up to 75% off. Just call me, the Hotel Wiz. It's a free call, and you get instant access to rates too low to publish with no cancellation fees.
Make a free call now and save up to 75% off your hotel rooms the next time you're going somewhere for business or pleasure. Call the Hotel Wiz now and get instant access to rates too low to publish. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. 800-586-7112. Call the Hotel Wiz right now for rates too low to publish at 800-586-7112.
How would you like to go on a five-star vacation for just $99? We're talking about the quality of a Westgate Resort for $99. Not for one night, but for three fantastic nights at one of their luxurious destinations across the United States. And you'll even get a free $100 Visa gift card just for making a reservation. We've got some of the choicest destinations that you'll love in the United States that you can choose from for just $99 for a three-night stay. Take your family. Take a special loved one, but get away. Go on vacation with Westgate Resorts. Call now to make a reservation for just $99, and you get a free $100 Visa gift card. Call Westgate right now and book your vacation. Here's the number.
800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. 800-292-6156. That's 800-292-6156.
If you're struggling to keep up with conversations, avoiding restaurants because you can't understand the waiter, if you've got the TV volume way up, then you really need these. These tiny but powerful little hearing aids are the Nano CIC Rechargeable, priced at only $297 for a full pair. And no, these are not simply amplifiers. These are ultra-high quality, ultra-reliable hearing aids, priced thousands less than other hearing aids. They fit right in your ear. Nothing shows on the back of your ear. And at only $297 for a full pair. When you order today, Nano will give you a 45-day money-back guarantee. Order right now and Nano will give you a free portable charging case and even ship them to you for free. Here's the number. Call now.
800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. 800-278-1738. That's 800-278-1738.
You're listening to Real Golf Radio. Talking Golf with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
One day you'll get it.
Here's Brian and Bob.
Welcome back to the show. Brian and Bob with you here on Real Golf Radio, and time for America's favorite caddy.
There are bag rats, and then there are caddies. Baby. Pro jocks who are legends in caddy shacks across the PGA Tour.
While we can neither confirm nor deny the existence of this legendary looper,
here he is, the caddy on Real Golf Radio.
Oh, the famous music for the famous caddy each and every week right here on Real Golf Radio. Caddy, how's it going, my brother?
It's going well. It's definitely going well. Thank you for asking.
Hey, we have had a pretty good show so far. I don't want to make you nervous like you're going to bring it down or anything. But Brandel Chambly joined us last hour. And he was over in Paris covering the Olympics, carved out a few minutes. That's the power of Bob Casper right there, which was pretty cool. And it was good to chat with him. It was good to kind of get some thoughts from him on a few different topics. But Kevin Kisner has been dubbed to be the analyst in the booth for NBC for the next few weeks, and asked Brandel if he kind of would rather be in the booth or live from. And I don't know, what did you think, Bob? Did he sidestep it just a little bit? I think, doesn't everybody sort of aspire to be the analyst, to be the next Johnny Miller guy? Or do you think he was sincere in saying he was comfortable being on that live from booth?
I think what you said is correct. I think he's comfortable being there with Paul McGinley and Rich Lerner. It's a totally different scenario for him to be in the booth for live golf action. And so, I agree with him. I think that live from is a good spot.
Selfishly, really, I hope spot. He stays on live from, because you get more depth from him, right? Than just little notes
exactly.
here and there. What do you think, Caddy?
100%. Brandel's purpose in life is to be on the live from show.
Yeah.
He can, he's so good at doing a lot of work to dive into stats, histories, things like that.
Yeah.
And that fits the live from show. It doesn't fit the play by play. Kisner's good. He'll be great in that booth. He's good.
He's off the cuff. Yeah.
He also was pretty strong on Luke Donald. He was thinking Luke ought to be.
Yeah.
Be
in I there, thought Luke but, did a great job as well. Yeah.
Luke's more of a CBS corporate guy than a Golf Channel guy. The Golf Channel guy needs to be a little bit more, willing to go to the edge a little bit. Luke's too respectful, man. He's way too proper an Englishman. He's never going to, he's more like Nance and Finchie and Trevor, you know?
Hmm. So you're saying the NBC is the edgy ones, and CBS is the proper, respectful ones.
Oh, yeah. Absolutely.
Okay.
Yeah.
All right.
Yeah, NBC is not going to get invited to become a member at certain clubs, but they're the fun bunch. So,
interesting.
I mean, Johnny, right? Johnny, perfect. Johnny's the NBC icon. Absolutely.
Nobody can replace him.
No, you really miss Johnny. I mean, who doesn't miss Johnny Miller? Wow. I just the sheer entertainment value of him not being able to handle Scotty Scheffler's golf swing every day would just be phenomenal.
Well, that was one of the questions I asked him, was about Scotty's swing and the longevity of it. And he basically said, I ignore the footwork a lot and just focus on everything else. And he's more Jack Nicklaus than he is anything. And I thought that was pretty impressive.
Yeah.
Yeah. Well, Johnny knows this stuff. You got to give him a hard time. because, you know,
oh, sorry, that was Brandel, not Johnny.
Once he went to, yeah. Oh, Brandel.
Brandel
okay.
said
okay.
that, yeah.
No, I think Johnny would be fine with Scotty's move. Well, then again, I don't know.
Well, Johnny slid down the line. So did my dad as well.
Well, Johnny had that left foot rocking, no doubt.
Norman
yep.
did.
Yep. Yep.
Yeah, Norman was a double slider, mostly right foot, right? The bowler.
Yep. Mm-hmm. Yep.
The bowler.
The bowler move. I like that.
The
man.
Bowler move.
Yeah, slide that right foot.
Bowler
back
move,
there.
Man.
Yeah, kick that thing Tiger, back there.
Tiger and Rory do the bowler move. A lot of good players do the bowler move.
Yep. That's right.
Yeah, man.
Hey, so that's gonna lead me a transition into a question that I didn't get to ask him, but I had to pick my. We only had a certain amount of time with him, and so I had to pick my question, and this one got left out. But seeing what you saw out of John Rahm in the Olympics last week, Caddy, do you think that? And this is maybe not fair, given right in the moment, but do you think that those that went to live have dulled their competitive edge just a little bit?
Well, I think that was my worry. For the guys in their primes, like Bryson and like Rahm, was can they stay that sharp competitively? Bryson seems to have figured that out. I don't think that was ever a factor for Brooks because he really is only the majors anyway. I don't think he really...
Right.
How do you explain his performance in tour events? He probably just doesn't really... he just can't get up for him probably like he can for the majors. So I don't think it would hurt Brooks. I think we don't know. Obviously, it's a subjective thing. It may have hurt Bryson, and we don't even realize it. Maybe he's would be even better, but he's played quite well. But Rahm is a whole different story, and I worry about Rahm. And I just don't think Rahm is the kind of guy who likes to play with music going on in the background. I think he's more the traditional serious guy. And I think Bryson's probably pretty good with the carnival going on around him. You know, he's kind of got a little more of that mindset. You know, they're a serious kind of more traditional type guys. And there are guys who are a little bit looser. And I just, you know, I worry if that's going to really damage Rahm's legacy and career as a major championship winner. And so far, it's not looking good.
Mm. Do you think 54 holes makes a difference now?
I think everything makes a difference. You're never playing a 72-hole event till you get to a major. That means that's a weird week for you. You're probably not practicing as much. Because you don't have to come into the event as early. You're always playing at the same time during every day. You never have a morning round on the live. You never have to get up early, do you? Never. And you never have that late early thing to deal with like you do on tour. That it's little stuff, but as we know from watching those races in the Olympics, sometimes a thousandth of a second makes a difference. Sometimes one shot makes a huge difference. And I just think the less reps you put in, the less you're under that, you know, having to make a cut strain, having to compete with a deeper field pressure. I just think I don't know how you can maintain the same edge. That's all.
I think that's really well said. I kind of want to take, you know, after watching Rahm, you know, I certainly wasn't celebrating that. I actually was kind of a John Rahm fan, surprised he went to live. But I miss those guys being out there competing, you know, regularly against the guys on the PGA Tour and kind of hoping that they'll be able to figure this thing out and get back. Because I do think – I agree with all the reasons you just said there, Caddy, and I thought that was well presented as to – it's just it's a change. And when you – and I know that they'll argue – well, at least those that were organizing it, that the PGA Tour needed a change, that somehow this new format, this 54-hole shotgun start, all that is better. The music is better. The shorts are better. I don't know. I guess that's subjective. But I know the major championships aren't looking to switch to that format anytime soon. And so it will continue to be something different that they are doing on a weekly basis that they aren't doing at the major championships. And that's got to be a challenge.
Well, compare the fields to the, we got 70 guys playing on the signature events on the tour, and you got 54 guys, the strongest field the LIV has, playing at every one of their events. Just compare TV viewership. Just compare crowd size. If you want to know the answer to whether that's a better thing. I think there's a place for the LIV idea. It's more like the Savannah Bananas versus Major League Baseball.
Okay. So
there's a place for the Savannah Bananas. They sell out every stadium they go to. They're incredibly right. entertaining, but they're not a professional sport per se. They are all great athletes. They all are incredible performers. Many of them are or were or will be or have been major leaguers, but it's an entertainment focus and not a sports focus.
Yeah, kind of like a barnstorming tour. Yeah.
Yeah, like a barnstorming tour. Yeah. So that's all. It's just not the real deal if you're looking for a competitive sport. It's not quite the real deal. And it's still a competition. There's still all that to it, but it's just, it's definitely going to appeal to some people, but it's not appealing to a whole lot. It's been going on for a while, and there's not a lot of people. I don't think there's a lot of people showing up to watch it.
Yeah.
So, proof's in the pudding.
You've made some inroads as far as the Olympics are concerned. What are your thoughts about the men's Olympics in golf and Scottie Scheffler being the winner, shooting 29 on the back nine to win by a shot over Tommy Fleetwood, and your thoughts about him and shooting that 62 in the final round?
Well, I was surprised he didn't stop by the Middle East and solve the thousands of years old peace process on the way home. I mean, he's getting everything else done. He's amazing. So I'm all in on being a Scotty believer. But if you had asked me a couple of years ago, would anybody dominate, if you had described what Scotty was going to do and said, is there a golfer right now who's going to do this over the next couple of years? I go, no, there's nobody out there now. Maybe he's 14 years old. We don't know him yet. Maybe there's another Tiger coming up. There's just, I talked to a lot of people who knew Scotty and knew his game and all this and that, knew it when he was in college. He's a very good player. I mean, he's one of the best in the country as a junior, if not the very best. But at the same time, nobody saw this coming. Nobody saw it coming. It's just so impressive. So
now that he has, now that he has a gold medal, 7 wins, he's still going with Xander for player of the year with his 2 majors?
No, I still think Scotty had the nod before the Olympic gold. Xander can always look over and go, hey, congratulations, way to join me on the podium. I got one too. But, I mean, he does. But I think right now, could Xander get it? Yeah, probably. If he wins the tour championship, he's got a shot at it. Then it'd be real close again. But I don't know how you don't pick Scotty right now for the player of the year. I think it's just a little too much.
Brandel dropped a little history on us. He said it back in 1950, Sam Snead won 10 times. Ben Hogan got player of the year for winning once, and that was the U.S. Open.
U.S. Open.
Where he came back from the car crash. So, I mean, there's precedence there for, 10-1. I mean, that's a little bit of history on our conversation from last week on how much weight do you put in a major, right?
That's a wild stat. I didn't even know they had a player of the year back then.
I didn't either. But Brandel said it must be true, right? I said that for all the Brandel haters out there. It's okay. You can at me.
Well, I'm just going to – I can't compete with Brandel, at least as far as hair goes. So I'm going to defer to Brandel on being the expert there. I mean, BT can relate, right? I mean,
to your hair? You and I can relate to each other's hair. Is that what you're saying?
Well, yeah. I mean, you know what I'm saying.
You have some, though.
Who? Me?
Daddy.
Oh, well, I mean, everybody, most people that are bald have some if they want to let it grow. It just, it just doesn't look very good when you do.
On my back and my neck.
Come on. It's still early. Wow.
I mean, a little early for that one? Wow. A little too early for that one?
Oh, jeez. Okay. Whoa. Time out. Sorry about that. All of you that are still trying to get through coffee or something. Jeez.
Woo. No, that
there aren't
was
any children
that was
listening
awesome.
At this hour. We're okay.
No, the kids think it's funny. It's the adults that are just like spitting back in their coffee cup right now. But
it's real. It's real. We're real. Hey, there's a reason they call it Real Golf Radio.
There it is.
That's right. Ba-boom.
Hey, before we let you go, and we appreciate you taking some time, we lost Chichi Rodriguez this week. 22 Champions Tour wins, 8 times a winner on the PGA Tour, and ever a showman, right? I mean, boy, Liv could have only hoped to have somebody like Chichi. What's your thoughts and memories of Chichi Rodriguez?
Unfortunately, I never met Chichi. I never saw him in person. I just remember him from being very young and just into golf, and he was still doing his thing. I think when you say Chichi Rodriguez, I just think of someone who's got a stock 8-iron into a fairly easy pin placement, and he goes ahead and hits a 50-yard hook just for fun anyway, because that's what he does. He loved to hit those shots, and what great hands. Oh, my goodness. Bubba probably – it'd be fun to get together with Bubba and Chichi and play a round of golf with them, because you'd come out of there just thinking like, okay, I'm forgetting everything I know about instruction in the golf swing, and I just watching that. I don't know what to do now. Man, there's no straight shots in that group.
Yep. I love it. Caddy, thanks so much, man. We appreciate it. Enjoy the rest of the weekend.
Thank you, gentlemen.
There you go. That's the Caddy right here on Real Golf Radio. When we come back, Ann Ligori is going to share with us some insights from her new book, Life on the Green. Stay tuned. Ann Ligori joins us next right here on Real Golf Radio. By now, you've heard about Black Desert Resort in St. George. You've seen the picturesque photos of the Tom Weisskopf Design Championship Golf Course. You've heard that the PGA and LPGA tours are coming to Black Desert. You've probably heard there's going to be a water park and other things. You've heard right. But did you know that you can own a piece of Black Desert Resort? Go to blackdesertresort.com and sign up to learn about exclusive real estate opportunities available right now. The interest and demand has been enormous, and phase one is nearly sold out. As an owner, you'll enjoy discounted and priority tee times, discounts on spa treatments, dining, shopping, and more. And when you're not staying at Black Desert, you can put your unit in the resort rental program, which will provide rental income for you. Year-round family fun awaits at Black Desert Resort. Don't miss out. Sign up today to learn more at blackdesertresort.com. That's blackdesertresort.com. Black Desert Resort, unlike anything you've experienced before.
Hear that? That's the sound of 1.5% cash back on every purchase you make with the Agility Cash Visa credit card from Zions Bank. Whether at the grocery store, the dog groomer, or your favorite bistro, the Agility Cash card gives you 1.5% cash back every time, everywhere. For the card that pays, Zions Bank is for you. Apply today at zionsbank.com/agility. Subject to credit approval, terms, conditions, and restrictions apply. See a banker for details. A division of Zions Bank Corporation, N.A., member FDIC.
Hi, this is Brian Taylor for my friends at Hoops Vision. As with any health procedure, you want to make sure you're going to get the best care with the best science, technology, and experience, especially when it comes to your eyes. I went through the decision-making process about getting LASIK surgery 13 years ago. I was tired of contacts and glasses, but I worried about having surgery. I went to Hoops Vision, and they walked me through a free consultation that put all my worries to bed. I appreciated the professional manner in which they interacted with me. I felt confident in their vast experience and the fact that they had the best technology. And I knew that if the best golfers in the state trusted their eyes to Hoops, so could I. 13 years later, it was still the best decision.
decision I ever made. I personally recommend Hoops Vision and want you to have the same great experience I did. Sign up for your free consultation at hoopsvision.com. Mention Real Golf Radio and you'll save $1,000 on your LASIK procedure. That's Hoops Vision and hoopsvision.com.
The new AI smoke driver from Callaway doesn't just have one sweet spot. It has multiple sweet spots across the entire face, intelligently mapped by AI using real swing data, making AI smoke an average of 7 yards longer. So whether you hit one off the heel, toe, high, or low, there's a sweet spot there. You won't just be longer from one spot. You'll be sweeter from every spot. The new AI smoke drivers from Callaway.
Now, back to Real Golf Radio with Brian Taylor and Bob Casper.
Welcome back to Real Golf Radio. Brian Taylor, Bob Casper, thanks so much for joining us. And we're really thrilled to welcome in our next guest. She's one of our favorites. We see her out of the Masters every year and the other major championships as she, of course, hosts her Talking Golf with Ann Liguori on WFAN New York. And she has her podcast. This woman has been around for a long time. I believe 26 Masters. We're pretty excited to be coming up on, 18 or something like that. And she's been doing it a lot longer than we have. And she's recently released a book where she had a chance to sit down and spend some time with some of golf's greats. It's called Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. I love that. Ann Liguori joining us right now from out in Southampton. Ann, how are you?
Bob and Brian, always a pleasure. I love seeing you guys at the majors, and I'm very delighted to be on your show. Great to be together again.
Yeah, absolutely. And like I said, you're always so gracious. And, you know, when we came out, we were, Bob's been around a little longer. I felt like I was just a kid out there. And it's sometimes tough. You know, you start showing up in media rooms and some of these guys look at you sideways, like, who are you? And you know, do you really belong here? And that kind of thing. And I was always appreciative of you were particularly welcoming and always very kind and friendly. So I think that's important to note. People often wonder what that whole kind of, you know, camaraderie's like in a press building like that. And it's not the same with every single person. So I always appreciated your friendship.
Oh, well, that's just where I am. And you guys are equally as nice and friendly. And Radio Row at Augusta National is a special place. It's an honor to be at the Masters every year, as you guys know. And we have quite a close-knit group of colleagues in the radio business sitting in that last row in that mega gorgeous press room, right, media room. So it's such a thrill to be there and then to broadcast among such wonderful people like you both. You know, it's just a real honor. So the feeling is mutual.
Well, thanks, Ann. I appreciate it. Hey, I thank you for sending this book. And I've had a chance to look through it. I haven't read it cover to cover, but the stories and the anecdotes and the insights, I guess before we kind of get into some of that, what was it about writing a book, or what kind of inspired you to take this project on?
Well, you know, it's interesting. I wrote my first book, A Passion for Golf, Celebrity Musings About the Game, came out in its second edition way back in about 2007. And those were a collection of interviews I did, which aired on the Golf Channel in the early days. You know, I was one of the original hosts on the Golf Channel, the first woman to host a primetime weekly show on the Golf Channel. But back in the early days of the Golf Channel, a lot of cable systems hadn't picked up the Golf Channel. In fact, on Long Island, where I live, Cablevision didn't even carry the Golf Channel for the initial, 6 or 7 years. So a lot of people did not see my weekly primetime show, where I walked and talked with everybody from Celine Dion and Matthew McConaughey, Samuel L. Jackson, Sylvester Stallone, Jim Brown, Smokey Robinson. I mean, I had an A-list of guests on that TV show. So I put that book together, including all these interviews that were on the TV show, so that people could enjoy those interviews and all the work that I put in just booking the guests and getting them on the show. And so I was ready to do another book, but then I have another show called Sports Interview that aired for 17 years, where I literally interviewed for cable all over the country. The show aired on MSG Network and regional sports cable networks throughout the country. I interviewed people like Mickey Mantle and Ted Williams and Hank Aaron and Wilt Chamberlain and Billie Jean King and Jimmy Connors and, gosh, Arnold Palmer and all these legends in sports. And I thought that would be my next book, like, you know, the stories behind these legends. But Hatherley Press wanted a golf book. And so I said, well, you know, it's hard enough to get a publisher these days. And when they asked me if I could do a golf book, I said, well, yes, I can do a golf book. I've been covering golf for over 30 years. So that's when we came up with Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom of Legends of Golf. I told them I would interview golf legends, and I picked 12 legends, 6 men, 6 women. And it's all about what these great legends learned from golf that they use in their day-to-day life. And they're all new interviews, you know, done within the last year and a half for this book, just for this book. And so that's basically how it all happened. It was when the book came together, it was during the pandemic. And, you know, golf was a sport that people could enjoy, get outside. They did not close the golf courses. I know in Florida where I was at the time. And so they loved the idea, and voila, that was the original. You know, that was the origin of the project. And then it took me a number of years to decide, you know, who I was going to interview and to schedule the interviews, and then obviously do the interviews, transcribe the interviews, and then write the book. So it was quite the process, but I'm very proud of how it ended up.
Well, congratulations. Let's go through a couple of these things. Look, Jack Nicklaus is in this, right? I mean, and so when you see Jack, I mean, my eyes quickly go to that chapter. And there was a couple of things that I underlined in here. And one of them was that, and I don't know how long ago this interview was, but he talked about how he continues to learn from the game today. And he said, he recounts a story of going to play Augusta and shooting 87, 88. And he said, okay, if I'm going to play, I might as well try to keep score and try to play halfway decent. I shot 87, 88. They didn't have any front tees. And I said, look, why did I shoot 87, 88? So I'm still trying to learn how to play the game of golf. I thought that was pretty cool.
Yeah, I mean, I think that was more recently than obviously during the prime of his career when he told me he went back. Maybe it was last year or 2 years ago with his grandkids and with, you know, one of his sons. And, he's still trying to, you know, learn the game, which is so amazing. Here's the great Jack Nicklaus who, you know, who's done so much for the game and in the game and so many, you know, so many wins and has really affected so many other personalities in the book talked about Jack as well as being such a role model for them. But the name of his chapter is Integrity, Sportsmanship, and, you know, put family first, integrity is paramount. And, you know, he said golf is important to him, but not as integral as his family. It all happened, his whole career and his whole life really happened because he made a couple of 4-foot putts. But more important than his golf career, as you know, is the fact that he's such a family man. And that's what I focus on in this chapter, guys. I mean, you know, he has 5 children, 22 grandchildren, 3 great grandchildren at this point. And, you know, he goes on a lot about Barbara. He'd never be who he is without his incredible wife, Barbara Nicklaus, and his family. And, you know, there were so many times, and you've heard this story, when he'd be at a golf event, and after the 3rd round, he'd fly back to Florida from wherever he was to attend, you know, his son's baseball or football game, and then fly back to the tournament and win, you know, on Sunday in the final round. And so he always prioritized his family. And so when I think he shot those 80 scores that you mentioned, it was more recently, and he was back at Augusta National with his family, and he wouldn't have it any other way. I mean, I had the honor of speaking a couple months ago to 300 women at the Cognizant PGA Tour event down at PGA National, and Barbara Nicklaus, I was so honored, was sitting right beside me at my table. And, you know, I've had the honor of just getting to know her through the years. And she's really the first lady of golf. And to see, you know, what a great role model she is and how great Barbara and Jack are together. I mean, his 18 major titles, his 73 victories are so wonderful for the game and the way he played and the way he handled himself. But when you really hear him talking about putting family first and integrity and sportsmanship is what it's all about, he's just such a great role model, not only for everybody, but, you know, for the young players today, he really takes pride in meeting with a lot of the young PGA Tour players and a lot of the, you know, amateurs who seek his advice when he's at his club, the Bears Club in Jupiter, Florida. He just loves getting together with younger people and advising them when they ask. And, you know, that's just a small part of that chapter, but it's a big message. And, you know, that's what I love about the book, is that every chapter is devoted to one of the legends, you know, six men, six women legends. And they all came out with so much wisdom. And then I had to kind of hone in on a couple of the themes that were different from one another. And ironically, everybody came out with a different theme. I didn't have to coach them on saying anything different from the next person. And it just shows you how much you can learn from this game of golf. And I just was so thrilled to that they all more than wanted to be in the book. I mean, they thanked me for including them. When I saw Ben Crenshaw at the Masters, and when I saw Annika, you know, a new member at Augusta National wearing a green jacket, a lot of these people thanked me for including them in the book. And that's just incredible, you know, that I was just so honored that they gave me the time to be in the book. And here these incredible personalities and champions are thanking me. So it just tells you, you know, what kind of personalities are in the book and how, you know, I really thought carefully about choosing who I would focus in on. I wanted them to be great role models. They're all Hall of Famers, and they all have great messages that are very uplifting.
So, Annika, you just mentioned her. Who would have thought what she would be able to accomplish in her career? And it kind of stems back to when she was on the driving range in the rain and asked her dad to come pick her up, and he basically said to her, hey, there are no shortcuts. And I thought that was really, really kind of interesting. Were there any others that had that type of moment in their life that really kind of stuck with them for the rest of their lives?
Yeah, I mean, all of them. Like, Annika told me that great story, as you mentioned, and the name of her chapter is Golf Taught Me Patience and So Much More. But, you know, she was only 15 years old. She was on the range practicing with a bunch of other kids in Sweden, and it started to rain. I mean, she just got pelted by raindrops. And she called her father and said, Dad, come pick me up. And he said, all right. So he came to the range. And as they were driving away, all the other kids were still out there practicing and getting, you know, just, and it was pouring that day. And when her father told her, Annika, there are no shortcuts to success, she told me her heart just dropped. Like, she just had that moment where it made such an impact on her. And obviously all those, you know, tournament wins later, we know that she has such a strong work ethic. But yeah, she learned that at a very early age. And similarly, you know, Tom Watson told me some interesting stories when his chapter, Tom Watson, is learn from the best and humility is key. And when he was only 15 years old, he had won an amateur event the year before, and his prize was he had the honor of playing with and against the great Arnold Palmer. Can you imagine? He's 15 years old. And he said he actually tied him on the front, and he shot a 34 on the front, and on the back, Arnold shot another 34, but Tom shot a 40. And he said, golf definitely taught me humility. And he just said he would sit behind the range and just watch Arnold Palmer conduct himself and hit the ball. And he just kind of studied all these great players, including, you know, Byron Nelson and Jack Nicklaus. He even studied Jack Nicklaus for a long time before Jack and Tom Watson became rivals on the course. So a lot of these messages, you know, and life lessons really were learned early from many of these legends. And they did such a wonderful job in telling these stories. And, you know, Tom Watson, he said, learn from the best. And who else but Arnie, Jack, and Byron? I mean, I would think those three mentors would be on anybody's list if you're a young golfer. But just really great stories and great life lessons that a lot of these legends learned earlier in their life. And they're continuing to learn. I mean, you know, Gary Player, 88 years young, his message is, you know, pursue your passion. And that's what he does every day. And what a message for all of us to really, if we're going to spend time doing anything, you know, spend time doing what you're passionate about. And our, and Gary Player, he continues to play golf almost every day. He works out. You know, I remember doing sit-ups and push-ups, you know, with him for a TV show I shot a couple of years ago. And so that's a great message too. Pursue your passion, and you're never too old to pursue your passion or to learn something new. And that's why I always encourage men and women, no matter how old they are, to learn the game of golf. You're never too old to pick up, you know, a new hobby or to pursue something that you can become passionate about.
I love that. Anne Liguori joining us here. The book is Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. And, you know, one of the best things you can do is sit around and have a chance to hear stories from the greats in the game, you know, whatever game it is or whatever interest you have. And to hear, you know, you share some of those stories and to be holding this book right here that is just jam-packed full of them. Great job, Anne. Thanks for spending some time and for sharing some of that with us. It's really a treat, and I can't wait to get through the rest of the book. It's really, really well done. So congratulations.
Oh, I really appreciate it. I wanted to tell you the story of Bernard Longer and Amy Alcott and Nancy Lopez and Dan Stevenson. They all have so many great stories that they shared. So enjoy it, and let's do it again. There's many more stories to talk about.
Absolutely. We will. Enjoy the rest of your summer there in Southampton, and we will talk soon.
Hope to see you out here on the east end of Long Island.
I love it. Anne Liguori. She's the author of the new book, Life on the Green, Lessons and Wisdom from Legends of Golf. Be sure to check that out. We will post a link up on our X feed at Real Golf as well. Really appreciate Anne. Good friend. Great author. Great broadcaster. She's kind of a legend as well. So pretty cool that she gets to sit down and have those conversations. That's all the time we have for today. Thanks again to Anne. Thanks to Brandel Chamblee. Thanks to the Caddy for joining us. If you missed any part of it, download us where your favorite podcasts are found or go to our Twitter account at Real Golf. For Dave Glauser, our producer, and Bob Casper, I'm Brian Taylor. We'll see you next week right here on Real Golf Radio.
Looking for a cruise vacation? Cruise.com is offering its exclusive sale of the year to all listeners to this station. Every major cruise line, including Royal Caribbean, Carnival, Princess, MSC, and more, are on sale now. Call 1-800-430-7924 and book one of these deals while supplies last. Cruises start from as low as $39 per person per day. There isn't a better vacation value to places like Alaska, Europe, the Caribbean, South America, and more. Call one of the largest cruise specialists in the world at 1-800-430-7924. We'll find you a vacation that includes drinks, Wi-Fi, excursions, and more. Call 1-800-430-7924. Again, that's 1-800-430-7924. Space is limited. Don't miss your opportunity to book the best deal of the year. That's 1-800-430-7924. Sponsored by Cruise.com.
Do you have Medicare and do you use a CPAP machine? This is a national healthcare alert regarding your CPAP supplies. Using a clean CPAP mask and clean supplies is important to staying healthy. The best way to make sure your CPAP equipment is clean is to get new supplies. If you have Medicare, we have great news. Medicare will pay for you to have new clean supplies every 90 days. We'll even do all the paperwork for you to make sure that there's little to no out-of-pocket cost to you. And you don't even have to leave your home. We provide free in-home delivery. So if you're a CPAP user and you have Medicare, staying healthy with new CPAP equipment is easy. Just make this free phone call right now to get started.
Sponsored by Specialty Medical. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. 800-913-9739. That's 800-913-9739.
Has someone in your family lost a job recently and now you can't afford your mortgage payment? Or do you have a rental property and your tenants aren't paying you? Quick Cash Offer can come to the rescue and pay you cash for your home immediately. Yes, sell your home and get cash all over the phone without dealing with real estate agents and risking your safety by showing your home to lukewarm buyers. You don't need to lose your home to foreclosure. If you have any equity in your home, we will buy it and give you cash within days, all in a simple over-the-phone and virtual process. Call Quick Cash Offer now before the economy gets worse. Sell a home you can't afford or just don't want to get the cash you need today.
800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. 800-788-1495. That's 800-788-1495.